Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes each day of this season through Easter Sunday. We hope you'll join us this morning to worship with First Hurst at one of our Palm Sunday services, the Norwood campus at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Palm Sunday, March 29th. The hands of lawless men. Some 50 days before Peter's great sermon on Pentecost, the apostle shrunk in cowardice and fear at a young girl's accusation that he even knew Jesus. On this day, though, in the Jerusalem temple's crowded courts, he found his courage and preached with a bold conviction. "This Jesus," he said, "you crucified and killed," in Acts 2:23. Now, he levied this unwelcome indictment against the people of Israel. But Peter broadly implicated others as well, for he went on to say it was by the hands of lawless men that the murderous deed was done. The Greek word, onymous, literally means without law, or as we find it translated here, lawless. Used in the vernacular, it sometimes referred to Gentiles in general, those who did not live under the revered Mosaic law and were thus considered lawless. The steady adaptation of language, though, found onymous also used to speak more generally of all who disregard God's law, violators of the law. In fact, the term is sometimes translated more bluntly as wicked. Thus, Peter proclaimed on that Pentecost day that it was the wicked hands of lawless violators which put Jesus to death. History accurately records for us that it was indeed the cruel, calloused hands of unsympathetic Roman soldiers which perpetrated the physical suffering and death of Jesus. With no regard for God's divine law, those soldiers truly were, by definition, onymous, lawless. And so, like the Jewish people who had cried out for Jesus to be crucified, the cold, wicked soldiers of Rome likewise bore guilt for the death of Christ. Truth be told, there was much lawlessness in the events surrounding Jesus' crucifixion. The Sanhedrin disregarded the law as they illegally met overnight to both try and convict Jesus. They actively sought out false witnesses against him in a thinly veiled defiance of the law. In Pilate's final judgment, Jesus was condemned to crucifixion, not for violating any Roman law, but merely to appease the raucous, bloodthirsty Jewish crowds. Lawlessness ruled the day, it seems. But the sweeping allegations which Peter spoke in the temple courts that day incriminated an even wider circle of lawless ones. I stand in that circle, for I too have disregarded and violated God's law. As much as the hardened soldiers on duty that fateful Friday in Jerusalem, my own hands crucified and killed Jesus. My hands brought the whip down upon his flayed back. My hands positioned the nails and held them in place. My hands likewise swung the hammer that drove those nails deep into his sinless hands. I am the lawless man, the violator of the law, whose sin occasioned Christ's death. In fact, all who have ever drawn breath, including you, are named by Peter among the onymous, the lawless, those by whose hands Jesus was crucified and killed. For as God's word makes unmistakably clear, all have sinned. It's in Romans 3:23. All of us are lawless violators of the law. When Jesus willingly laid down his life on Calvary's cross, he bore the burden and penalty of our sinful disregard for God's law. Ironically, when Christ suffered and died in our stead, it was specifically to set us free from the law of sin and death, as Romans 8:2 says. He who alone fulfilled the law sacrificed his life so that we could be, in the purest and most literal sense of the word, onimus, without law, set free from that law of justice that says, the soul who sins shall die, as in Ezekiel 18:4. Oh, but not this soul, not this lawless man. For the one who never violated the law died in my place so that I may live without that law. And you too can be set free from the law of sin and death if you trust Christ to save you. Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.